Item 10, consider and take possible action, authorize the CEO to negotiate and execute an agreement for a lease at 1200 Concord Avenue.
Are you dealing with A and B separately?
Do you want? Is A and B separate?
You can combine it with one F.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll also consider item 10B, authorize the CEO to acquire services to ensure a successful transition to this new location.
Yeah.
Is this you?
Yes.
I move the authorizations for A and B described in the agenda.
I'll second it.
Since we're now in open session, perhaps we can get a listing of what steps we took to get to this point.
Yeah, sure. So in September of this year, the lease that we have with this current location is expiring. So in anticipation of that, last fall, Sarah began working with CBRE to determine what locations are available in the marketplace, what services and costs would be associated with that, as well as looking at our current location and seeing if we were to change our current space, what that would look like. The objectives of any sort of location for the CSERA offices, it keeps in mind what's best for employees, members, as well as the public. And so with that consideration, we were really looking at finding a space that was secure, that was accessible for all parties involved, that had a good parking situation, and that we were able to create some optimal adjacencies for the departments within CSERA, so that we had a good collaborative working environment that ultimately members would benefit from, as well as taking a look at the costs and expenses associated with this, with a possible change. So working with CBRE, a long list was developed, was received from CBRE. We shortened the list down to three finalist locations to lease. We also did consider a purchase option. CSERA has previously owned the buildings that the CSERA offices have been in the past. So we thought it was prudent to take a look and see if that was a viable option for us. And taking a look at the investment criteria and the criteria related to this project, it was determined that that would not be a viable option. So we pursued looking at the three finalist locations to lease. In assessing each of the locations, both of them had advantages as well as disadvantages. With our current location, one of the issues that we find is that because of the layout of the building, it's a very narrow building with a long corridor. In the current space, as our staff has grown, we've been able to acquire different suites around the main office. So we don't have as good of a working environment as we could if we were all in the same location, as well as it's a secure the workspace in that type of situation as well. So in looking at the current space, if we were to take on additional space to accommodate future growth and additional security enhancements, we would actually end up taking on additional square footage compared to the other two finalist locations, which at the end of the day would end up being a higher total cost over the 10-year lease term that we were reviewing. So beyond the current property, we also looked at 1200 Concord Avenue in Concord, which is right down the street, as well as 1320 Willow Pass Road, which is also down the road. Both of these properties are pretty close to the current location. We were looking at where our members are currently located and what would be convenient for them. It was assessed that staying close to where we currently are would be a good bet. And so we looked at the amenities available within the building, as well as security and a number of different items. In assessing everything, it culminated in the decision to have one finalist, which is the 1200 Concord Avenue property. It checks pretty much all of our boxes as far as the initial objectives that we have determined. One of the amenities as well is a ground floor conferencing center that we could utilize for pre-retirement workshops and other gatherings for members, which is very accessible to parking. It has a combination of surface parking for our members. We didn't want to have to have folks go across the street to some multi-story parking garage, as well as close parking for employees. So the culmination of that is this agenda item where I'm seeking the board's approval to pursue a lease and negotiate a lease with 1200 Concord Avenue. Associated with this discussion is obviously a cost of transitioning to a new space, including moving costs, furniture, installation of AV equipment, cabling, etc. So that assessment is included in my memo as well, which would be a total estimate of around $1.3 million. We have created a reimbursable allowance towards that from the property owner of $8 a square foot. So the net impact to Cicero would be approximately around $1.1 million at this time. This is solely based on estimates. As we go further along, I wouldn't anticipate this amount to go higher than that, but if it does for some reason, obviously I would come back to the board and we'd have a discussion around that. In taking a look at what was budgeted for the 2019 current budget, we took a look at what additional impact it may have, the rent increase costs as well as the transition costs, and also the big piece of that was depreciation of those transition costs, because most of it can be depreciated over different time periods. So there is a later item that includes approval of the mid-year budget adjustment to the 2019 budget. We have CBRE here to briefly go over a little bit more of the process that was followed in some locations.
I just have one question. Preferred option, 1200 Concord Avenue. It's a 10-year lease that you're looking at?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
with possible renewals.
Who? Possible renewals for who? They.
If we ended up wanting to go beyond 10.
Okay. You know, but for the first 10 years, it'll be the rate that we sign the contract for.
Yeah, and there's an escalation provision in there, which would be agreed upon.
Explain that to me, please.
So the initial, and CBRE can elaborate on it as well, but basically there's initial square footage and then there's a year-over-year increase in that cost that would be included in the lease agreement. And so the total cost that you see is the that you've received is including that as well.
Oh, it didn't include that. It's already built in?
Yeah, so the initial square foot cost.
$6.9 million is what you perceive. It's going to, that'll include the increased cost. Traditionally, what does that usually mean? 2% after 5 years, 3% after 6 years?
Yeah, so where we're at right now is the market calls for a 3% annual increase on the base rental, which is calculated into that total rental number.
So over the course of 10 years, it increases to 30%?
Compounded, it's not exactly.
Well, compounded would increase it more, right?
Close to it.
Yeah.
So what that number does is adjust for inflationary effects and then the cost to operate the building, and the landlord, with their investment that they're putting into the space, looks to collect the rent over a period.
But you're saying the $7 million is already including that?
It is.
So,
I have said this before. I'll say it again because we're in open session. I am in favor of the Concord Avenue, 1200 Concord Avenue facility compared to all the other options that we have looked at. But in signing that contract, I really want us to hire a real estate attorney to go over the contract. I don't want just our staff looking at it. I want an outside real estate attorney that knows contracts and has dealt with rental contracts or long lease term contracts that has a lot of experience in it, not just, okay? So that would be the only thing that I would really want to see happen in regards to this transaction occurring. So there you have it, Ryan.
Jerry, do you have any discomfort with Reed and Smith? Karen mentioned that, that they have a real estate
attorney. Have they been doing that in the past, Reed and Smith?
Yes, they're real estate experts. On the tenant side.
No, we've had good success with Reed and Smith in the past, so I don't have any objection to them.
And the attorneys that we would utilize would be folks that specialize in this area. It wouldn't just be fiduciary counsel or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, not just, but.
So now that we're, again, back in open session, Andy, if you could just introduce yourself and the
sure.
team and describe your role in this process.
Sure. Real quick, Jerry, to your comment, you do have annual increases in this lease as well, just so you know. So it's not.
In this, that we're currently in?
It's very,
thank
very
you.
Market standard. So my name is Andy Schmidt. I've been with CB for 18 years, in my 19th year, which is great. My partner, Jeff Birnbaum, who's not here today, is with CB for 24 years. And Danielle Shegg is on our team collectively. We have been helping Cesare with this process. Gina Caruso is with Impact Group. We've agreed to work with Gina on this process to be a move manager, coordinator, project manager. So for all of the vendors, the space plan, the programming, Gina brings many years of experience. I'm going to leave it.
More than you.
She told me not
probably
to
you two put together.
many. So we started this process going back to September, actually it was probably August of last year. And I've got a little transaction timeline up here, what the goal was for starting in August and ending in September. There's a period of understanding the market, understanding what the space primary requirements are, how much space do we need. We're in this space here, but how will that translate if we stay? What changes would we make? What changes would we make if we left and went to a different building? So that process took us about a month, and then the decision-making process was 12 to 16 weeks, which included market tours, understanding the opportunities that we looked at. I'll go into more detail on the next slide. Negotiating, first initially starting with a request for proposal, and then counteroffers back and forth from those. Space design programming, which we started in October, the 18th, and we are still in the process, but we're getting very close. We did a financial matrix and comparison where we looked at all the different cost opportunities from leasing to purchasing, and then a letter of intent, which is pending at this point, in order to move forward. The next phase of this process would be to negotiate a lease agreement, and once that is done, the detailed construction drawings need to be made, they need to go in for permit, and then the space needs to be built. We anticipate that process will take us 16 to 20 weeks. So, with a September date, we are getting close for that. We have a decision-making matrix, if you look, that we really need to have that decision made February of 19 in order to give enough time to get the permit through the city of Concord, construct the space, furniture ordered, construction materials ordered, and make sure there's no lack of space default situation where if you do decide to move that you have a place to go to. The main space criteria when the stars were determined that accessibility, participants, and members was really, really important. Safety for the employees, the trustees, the boardroom, as well as the members. The parking, which goes along with building identity and quality, being key drivers, making sure that when visitors come, they know where to find the building, they know where to park, and it's not confusing to them. Some of them only come once in a while, we've determined, or once in a lifetime, and we make sure it's a good experience. Which goes with the employee experience as well. As we had talked about previously, some of these employees will spend half of their living career behind a chair, and we want to make sure that the experience at the project is the best that we can provide to the employees. Comparable amenity environment, we are in a good location here with a lot of amenities in the area, so we didn't want to change that dramatically. We did evaluate the employee commute locations as well. Where were they coming from? How would that impact their commute, their drive time to work? And then obviously economics is always important in making a decision. So in summary, we defined that we need 18 to 25,000 square feet. We considered 32 different projects in the greater area that met some of those criteria. 20 of those buildings were good fits for the criteria. 12 of those were available for purchase. We toured 7 of them based upon the ones that met the top criteria. We could go toward 20, but it wouldn't be a good use of everybody's time. Start to forget after a handful. And we've shortlisted 3. 3 of them that really met these prior criteria the best were the 3. Of those 3, it was this project that we're currently in. It was 1200 Concord Avenue, which is just behind me to the north, and it was 1320 Willow Pass Road, which is just behind us to the south. It was determined in looking at those, the square footages are up there, in order to accommodate the space needs for Cesare on a go-forward basis, We would need to redesign the space. It would require a slightly larger footprint in order to make it work than at the other two options. So if we look at the pros and cons of those, I'm going to put my glasses on because it's getting small. The pros really run through this at the existing location is that it's known. It's 100% surface parking, and they are finishing a renovation project around it. The cons are that we are currently in four separate suites. I don't know if you know that, but they're not all together in one suite. The boardroom, member consult rooms have been inferior and have an inferior security arrangement, not strategically designed. And do you want me to go through each one of these, Gail? No? Okay. So when it came down to it, we have pros and cons for each one of them. They are listed in there. We can go through it. We did have an average monthly rent comparison that we put up there. This is based upon the entire term of what it would look like. You can see that if we stayed in the existing square footage, we're 19,969 square feet. Currently we're in 19,969. In order to redesign the space to meet the criteria that we need, it was just under 25,000. Rent on an average basis was $61,000 per month. At the 1,200 building, we can fit 21,500 and change. That average rent is $57,000. And at the 1320, a smaller footprint. Although there were some trade-offs, and that rent was $50,000 a month. So after running through it, we did give an education on where we were at in the market, where rents are at, and you can see that the average rent right now in the Concord Class A, the average rent is $2.79 per square foot. We're at $2.45 for the Class A project, so we are not at the top properties. The B properties are a little bit less, and so we are in the position right now where we feel that the terms we've negotiated meet the market standard, actually slightly under some of the markets. Sisera has been determined to be a very desirable tenant by all of these landlords because of the nature of who you are, what you do, the credit of the company. So they've all stretched pretty far. We're pretty happy with what we've negotiated. Ultimately, the recommendation was the 1200 building, which is, again, for me, primarily based upon the fact that the space plan allows for everyone to be in one space without a corridor bifurcating them, so there's better collaboration, there's more efficiency use of space. It allows for a more secure environment for the boardroom, for the trustees, for those coming to visit. Its identity is superior. Its amenities are superior, and overall, I think it offers a better package to Sisera through the determinations of the criteria that we have.
I have one question about this, because it's a mix of parking. There's surface, and then there's also the parking within the building. Are employees assigned certain parking places? Is the parking within the building restricted? If you do park inside, do you need to pay a fee to do so? I'm just worried about if the parking lot's full. What happens?
Yeah, so the this particular building has some structured parking and some surface. It's split almost half.
Right.
The structured parking requires a card key access, so that's employees only, so visitors will not be using that.
Okay.
Just for a note, there are almost 80 cameras on the site that monitor the site with security people 24-hour.
Okay.
In each building, and so they are monitoring that. There's a roaming guard and a golf cart. So if someone walks, goes in the garage, there's cameras monitoring that. But
okay.
The garage parking is for employees only.
Okay.
The surface parking is also for employees and for visitors. Part of our negotiation was to get a number of reserve stalls for Sisera. At this time, similar to this project, it's first come, first serve on the surface.
Uh-huh.
No different than here, although the garage will be with a card key access.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure.
And no fee.
And no fee, and then no one's charged. It's just everyone's getting a key card.
One thing I wanted to mention between the building that we're in now and the recommended location, one big difference is that this is a Class B building. The other location is a Class A. So in the recommended property, there would be on-site property management as well as on-site
right.
security, which we don't have in place currently where we're at.
Yeah, I think on the criteria, when we talk about employee experience, the other two projects we looked at had common conference facilities where they can be used at no charge in large numbers, so we can do 40 to 60 people, sometimes more if you take tables out, which is an advantage for workshops. This project does not offer that. There's on-site cafeteria, so when we talk about employee experience, they can grab a sandwich, which is nice, instead of having to walk across the street. However, if they choose to go across the street, there's Trader Joe's, there's a Starbucks, all within close proximity. There's bikes that the employees can take at a very nominal charge if they choose to do that. And so as we look at those common amenities, things like a fitness center that you don't have here, but is that no charge for your employees? It's really an upgrade from the experience side. But from the management side, Class A and Class B, the main difference is operations and construction. This is a wood frame building. It's a mid-rise building, so it does not have on-site property management, and wood frame categorized this as a B building. An A building is typically steel structured with a concrete deck. It has better designed HVAC. It has typically on-site management, which leads to better service, better experience on-site. So things like a fitness center, things like a conference center, they're available. You go through the management office. They're just not available at a Class B building.
Any questions?
Gail, can we get like 150 copies of this? Because there's two retiree meetings next month that I'm going to be going to, and I'd like to at least circulate it so that they know what we voted on and what it looks like.
Do you have the capability for AV, Jerry?
Pardon me?
When they attend these meetings, do they have AV capability?
You know, like PowerPoint?
PowerPoint?
Okay. No, they don't. They don't have PowerPoint. Sorry, we're not. You know, we're back in the 60s and 70s. So.
You just bring a projector and a screen.
And Jerry, well, I can pull together something even shorter than that so that they're not having to flip through multiple pages to get the information. So we can talk. We can provide something.
All right. So,
and once we have a lease agreement, it is our intention to have a communication plan that's implemented and relating to communication to members and the public so that they're aware, so that, you know, October 1, they don't show up here kind of thing.
You have a sign on the door like restaurants do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're rethinking the concept.
Yankees pier closed
beer?
Last night.
Yeah,
exactly, I saw that.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, so I'm prepared to make the recommendation to authorize the CEO to execute a lease agreement with Sierra Pacific Properties, Inc. for a lease at 1200 Concord Avenue, Concord, California, for Cicera, contingent upon legal review. Where I am with that. Authorize the CEO to acquire products and services to ensure a successful transition to this new location, not to exceed $1.3 million prior to the reimbursement.
Second.
Okay.
Go ahead. I mean, huh? Yeah. Did you have a question? Do you think I was not going to do that?
We already had a motion and a second.
We did.
It wasn't nearly as complete as
yours.
Yeah, yes. Where the hell was I?
We were just listening to you, Jerry.
Jerry, I appreciate your excitement. I mean, you wanted to be the one doing the motion.
So eloquently stated.
Since this who made the original
John.
Motion?
John.
Congratulations.
About 30 minutes ago. That's probably the problem.
I don't know where I was. I must have been back on something else. Okay.
So before the board votes, this is a big item. Is there any comments from the public? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Motion passes.
Congratulations.
Great job, everybody. Really great job.
This was fantastic.
Thank you, Andy.
To our team and our staff.
Good job. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank CBRE. They've done a fantastic job. They've been great to work with. Having Jeff as well as Andy on this project has been really helpful.
Yes, agreed. Nice job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
everybody.